Done it.
It's O'Neill Outside on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from the Black Power headquarters and the Bojangles studio, high in the mountains of North Georgia. O'Neill Outside presents Real Tree Radio. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning. It's 6 after the hour, and welcome to the program, everyone. You can listen to the show on WSB, over 38 states, and the Sports Broadcast Radio Network throughout the country, wall to wall. And we invite your participation in the program. The telephone number, should you like to call us, those numbers are 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. Or you can reach us via Facebook also. Woman Williams is with us this morning, decorating the studio as we speak, and you can reach her on Facebook. And it won't be long, in a couple of weeks, we'll be out next week. Won't be long, but a couple of weeks, you'll be able to watch this show on the Hunt Channel and Waypoint TV and Gen 7 Outdoors and the Outdoor Action Network and Gone TV and Right Now TV and on your iPad and so forth. I can't imagine that you would want to, but you can. So it's 7 after the hour, and we have a busy couple of hours. We have the Silent Hero description or recognition, and we have the Medal of Honor tribute, and of course, your calls. So it's 8 minutes after the hour, and we've got calls coming in now, and we'll get to every one of those as soon as we can. But we'll, I guess before I get out of here in the next 30 seconds or so, I can't help but tell you and encourage you to plan now to take your children fishing this spring. Tell them now when you're going, where you're going to go. Give them that to look forward to. You can't look after them every day, and you don't know what goes on in school, whether they're being bullied or not. Make them happy, and a fishing trip can sure do that. We've got to go to our first break, and we'll be back. It's 12 after the hour, and I tell you what, let's do. The people are kind enough to call the program. Let's go ahead, some of them, before we get to any other subject. Alan is calling from Tallahassee, Florida. Good morning, Alan. You're on the O'Neill Outside Radio program. Welcome. I think. Alan.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you made it. You're on the radio. Yahoo.
Good morning, O'Neill and Miss Gill. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Well, where did I call is Big Buck Down. My best friend and his 86-year-old dad were in the woods this week, and they got cameras all over their property, and they've never seen this deer before, O'Neill. And the deer comes in, and Michael was going to shoot it, and he said, no, I'm going to let my dad take this deer. O'Neill, and when he looked over it, his dad was shaking like a leaf on a tree. He said, ain't no way he's going to kill this deer. And he pulls off the trigger, the deer never moves. And then all of a sudden, which seconds, you know, just go by quickly, the deer bolts. They got down and went down, and sure enough, there's blood there. Uh-huh. When they got to the deer and got it home, it measured 158 and two-thirds and weighed 282 pounds.
That, Alan, is a giant Florida deer.
That's why that is 85-year-old dad. He said, Dad, Merry Christmas. He said when they got to the deer and found it, he said, he broke down like it was Christmas Day at 5 years old crying because his dad had taken this deer.
That is an absolute giant Florida deer, no kidding. If it a true 150-plus white-tailed deer is almost scary. most people, when they're in the woods, they see a 130 and they think it's a 150.
Well, that's about what he has ever, you know, Mr. Their last name's Thompson, and we call him Mr. T. You know, he's been in the woods forever. And, you know, about 130 is about the biggest he's ever shot.
Right.
And that's why Michael let him take, because he'll never get that opportunity ever again, you know.
Absolutely. Your story allows me a comment, a lesson from the Quality Deer Management Association, because one of the things you said when we started this conversation is that the fact that you hunt this and you got cameras all over the place, but correct me if I'm wrong, you said this is the first time you've seen this deer.
That's the first time they'd ever seen the deer. I said it. So they were sitting there. They actually went to take a doe for meat, you know, coming up, and said they all of a sudden about four does raised their heads up looking and said he come in from behind them and said that, you know, and of course they got computers, they look, you know, about every other day at what they've got. They got them all by name anyway, and this deer has never been seen on any camera.
All right. Well, let me tell you what I learned from the Quality Deer Management Association. Again, those aren't just hunt camp stories. This is true. Ready?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes white-tailed deer will just take a vacation. Wherever their home range is, sometimes they will just leave. And that may be a demonstration of what you just learned, because that deer had not been seen before. That deer left another home range and traveled to your property. That's
well,
why you hadn't seen
property.
Him before.
It traveled to their property, and like I say, it had, well, he sent me a picture, and it's kind of hard to see on my phone, but it's got a real nice crab claw in the front, but the brow tines are over 7 inches long.
Oh, boy. That's good. Well, what a great Christmas present. What a great way to end a hunt.
How good a present can a son give a father, you know, at Christmas time, you know? Because Michael could have shot that deer, and his daddy told him to go ahead. But he says, no, something in his heart told him, he says, no, my dad has never shot nothing like this. But he was scared to death he wouldn't be able to shoot him, you know, because when he looked over one time to see if he was ready, he was shaking like a leaf on a tree, you know, and he said, oh, Lord, he ain't never going to shoot.
I tell you what, Alan, send me photos to my Facebook page. I'd love to see it.
Well, like I say, I got to get him to send me something better than the one he sent me. But I sure will. I'll send it on to you.
Please, love to see it.
You and Miss Gail and your family, I hope y'all have a blessed Christmas, and may God be with you during the holidays.
Thank you, sir.
Same to you.
I hope to hear from you again soon.
I sure will, buddy.
You bet. Thanks a million. Okay, let's see. We got good timing for this. Here's our old buddy, Mac, calling with a ram fishing report. Good morning, Mac.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing, O'Neill?
I'm doing great. Are you catching any?
Yeah, man. It's been good.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Getting good reports. So, of course, Lanier's been great, but I'm getting good reports from other lakes all over the southeast. Very typical December patterns. Mm-hmm. So get your spoons out, get your umbrellas out, and you should be fine.
How did you come up with the Mac Super Spoon?
I was looking for a spoon, our spoon's what I call a dredge spoon. It's a real heavy, bulky spoon, but it holds bottom good when you're fishing in deep water, you know, which can be a problem if you're in water, say 40 feet or greater, you got wind, it's got some lakes that have a little current. That doesn't apply to most of our reservoirs here, but it stays vertical even in bad conditions, and that's why I was looking for something.
You feel
like
it better.
To the bottom and get it to stay there.
You feel that the spoon better, huh, because it's heavy?
Yes, and there's always exceptions, but most of the fish we catch here and other lakes, we're letting the spoon hit the bottom, lift it, let it hit the bottom. of course, anytime I see fish suspended while I'm fishing, if I look down on my machine and I see fish in, you know, 30 feet and I'm in 50, I'll reel the spoon up to them and they'll usually take it. They don't have to be on the bottom. But I'm looking for fish on the bottom that are tight to structure that I can pull up out of a creek channel or a cut, a bend in the creek channel, and I want the spoon. I want to get it down there and keep it there. Plus, particularly with stripers, if I so many times they're moving and you see them, you need a spoon that'll get down there quick before they get out from under you.
Oh, yeah, and I see. Okay.
That big spoon drops straight down, gets down there, and keep it, even if my boat's moving. Or, you know, it, spoons work better. It's vertical jigging, and you need to keep the spoon straight up and down. The angle on your line needs to be fairly straight. If you'll watch, if your line, if it gets back there at a 20 or 30-degree angle, you don't get the same effect with the spoon. You don't get as
Mac
many bites.
Where can you buy the Mac Super Spoon?
You can get them, of course, most any local retailer. If they don't have them, ask them, or you can always get them online, Captain Max.
Okay. Captain Max Super Spoon. Well, the next, I don't have one, Mac.
Well,
I'm brokenhearted.
I can probably fix that. All you have to do is ask. Merry Christmas. I'll get you one.
Well, I saw on your website, and I got to go in about 40 seconds, but I saw on your website photos of the Super Spoon. And, of course, I couldn't tell about its weight. But, I'm figuring, too. I said, I'll bet that's a heavy spoon so you can stay in touch with it.
It is, absolutely. And I will make sure you get one. And we need to go next spring. Where people are missing the boat with these things, we need to go back to Carabel and go offshore with it.
Oh, yes. Okay. You talked me into it.
Catch a plethora of fish. Almost any kind of bottom-dwelling fish and kings and all that good stuff. So it's pretty neat. Underutilized.
I'd love to.
Out there. Yeah.
Love to. And lastly, before I go then, it, as a demo, if you will, and I will let you, by way of confirmation, when you and I fished that summer day about 3 years ago, what was the depth that we caught that striper?
98 feet.
98 feet. I bet there's not 0.1% of the fishermen will dare fish that deep.
On most of our lakes in the southeast, the limitation is the bottom.
Fish as deep as the bottom will let you.
That's
all right, I
got
to go, Mac. Everybody call Mac, CaptainMac.com, right?
CaptainMac.com. Everybody have the best Christmas ever. Get on the lake, be safe. God bless all of you, and thanks for what you do.
And now, it's time for the Ronnie Thames Silent Hero Foundation Award. Brought to you by Fire Aid.
The Silent Hero Award, or recognition. A knife-wielding man dressed in a private security uniform and making references to Allah, what a smart guy, attacked at least 9 people during a mass stabbing incident at a St. Cloud, Minnesota shopping mall. But you're going to love this story. He was shot dead by a local off-duty police officer. Yeah. Jason Falconer, he's a former police chief, was shopping when he confronted the man. Officer Falconer was there at the right place at the right time. The attack and the final confrontation could be seen on video from the Macy's store in the mall. Describing the video, the man clearly had a knife in hand and he lunged at Falconer, who took out his pistol and killed him. He fell dead right there. Good riddance. St. Cloud Police Officer Chief Police Officer William Blair Anderson said that Officer Falcon's actions were swift and direct and appropriate. 8 people had been treated at St. Cloud Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries following the attack, except for the guy who had the knife. And by now, he's pushing up daisies.
That's a hero right there.
That is a hero. And you never heard his name before. Anyway, that's what this is all about. 27 after the hour. Let's 404-872-0750-800, 972-8255. Yes, ma'am.
How much time do you have?
I got plenty.
Okay. I have something I would like to say.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I would like to say that I'm a very fortunate woman indeed. Because 25 years ago today, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. A very aggressive type.
Yes.
I had chemo and radiation, and I'm still here because of wonderful doctors and medicine. And
smart people.
Smart people, absolutely.
Heroes.
Absolutely they are. And a wonderful support team from my family. Mm-hmm. And right now, and I want people to understand that mammograms are important. And right now, my younger sister is here with us because she just had a double mastectomy this week, and because she had breast cancer, found on a mammogram about a month and a half ago. Mm-hmm. So get your mammograms, ladies and gentlemen. You need one too, or you need breast exams anyway, because men do have breast cancer. So I feel very fortunate today. It's 25 years ago. I never thought I would see 25 years later.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah. So, there you go. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay. Yeah, that was personally at 28 after the hour on a Saturday morning. I'll confess that's my worst day, personally, my worst day and my best day. That a.m. in the morning, I thought my wife was going to die. By that evening, I was educated with regards to the treatment, and I knew, figured, hoped, calculated that she was going to live.
I did.
That was 25 years ago today.
There you go.
Further demonstration, please, about taking a grandchild, grandson, whomever, a child hunting. You don't have to pull the trigger to take a youngster hunting at all. Oh, I got calls. I'll get to that in a few minutes. I want to do the calls first because I've done that before. Let's talk to Hank the Yank. Oh my goodness, Hank
Merry
the Yank is
Christmas.
On the air. I think
I'm here. Can you hear
what
me?
What do you say, my good friend? How are you?
I'm good. How old was Travis in that picture you sent me? Talk about taking a kid fishing.
I would say, what would you say? Eight years old, maybe 10.
Yeah, he was somewhere around 8-10 years old when we had him in the stream.
Yeah.
We took him up to, I think we were at Brigadoon that day.
Yes, you were.
We were at Brigadoon fishing. That's got to be 15, 18 years ago.
Correct. Yeah, he's Travis is 27 now, so that would make him about 10 years old when that photo was taken.
My goodness. He was.
And it is a photo of Henry, or Hank the Yank, and Travis. And Travis is catching a nice trout. And Henry is overseeing.
All I remember that day is hearing in the woods, Travis, come on, we got to go. And I remember hearing back, come on, Grandpa, just one more.
Yeah,
remember
just
that?
One
we
more.
Couldn't
that's...
Get him out of the we couldn't get him out of the water.
Yeah, that's how many you need to catch.
That's right. He's
one more.
He's the perfect example of when I take a kid out in a boat with me and I'm on a guide trip and all of a sudden, the water erupts with fish, and you see 30 or 40 striped bass, 50 striped bass on the surface just tearing it up. And I look at the young man, and I say, or the young girl, but especially the young man usually, and I say, so how many of these do you want to get? And he looks at me and goes, every one of them.
Well said. Well done. I know you enjoy when you have a youngster in the boat with you for your guide
I love
trips.
I absolutely love it. It's... you know, my fishing, as you know, is a little more skill set is what is required, obviously. It's not a novice fly fishing fishery. Mine's more of an intermediate fishery. I had a woman yesterday call up who wanted to buy a gift certificate from me for Christmas for her husband and son, and they had never fly fished before. But I sent them down. I gave them some options between Unicoi Outfitters and River Through Atlanta because their fishery is made a little more tailor-made for a novice, where mine is quite frankly not. And you don't want to get them out there and start them off on the wrong foot because they'll be bored as can be if they don't catch fish.
Yeah,
but
that
anyway,
could be frustrating.
I am hearing of good trout fishing, by the way, throughout North Georgia. Our friends at the Fishhawk, when they have time between Christmas craze going on right now down in Buckhead, have told me that the lower part of the Hooch in the delayed harvest section is fishing extremely well. So if you need any info, just head on down to the Hawk. And then I spoke last night to our friends up at Unicoi Outfitters, Jimmy Harris and the boys, and, and they said their pay-and-play streams are also fishing well, as is Duke's Creek and some of the delayed harvest sections up in North Georgia. So our trout fishing is in full gear right now. So great week if you've got some time off between Christmas and New Year's to either head north or go a little further south and hit some of the delayed harvest trout streams. It's a great way to spend the day or even a morning or an afternoon with the family. Really, really good fishing. And our fishing on Lanier has really picked up. We've been in the last 2 weeks, we are getting way more consistent. We're catching fish a little bit on top, not as much as I'd like to see, but we're throwing a lot of sinking lines and small itty-bitty flies about an inch and a half long to fish that are suspended 15 to 25 feet down, and those are kind of easy pickings for us with a fly rod. So
those are always the key, aren't they?
Yeah, you just got to match the hatch.
Yeah, you bet.
And other than that, that's I'm going to get up after your show's over, and I'm going to go write another chapter of the book. And
okay, good. I can't wait to see the book.
Well, I'm excited about it. So, and I'm going to leave you with this before I leave everybody with a Merry Christmas. I don't know if you know that, you know, I did that whole genealogy thing on online to learn about your family.
Okay.
And I actually, it shows that I have roots to Nostradamus.
Oh, okay.
So
great predictor.
So let me just say, Georgia, 38, Texas, 14.
I think you're about right. Nostradamus, you're it, man.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas to you,
sir. Henry.
Happy Hanukkah and all those things, and we'll see you soon. Good luck, pal. All right, there we go. Let me see if I can make this thing work. All right, it's 34 after the hour. Here's my coffee. Oh, boy, my coffee.
It just appeared.
Mm-hmm. I've got time. Let's talk to Richard quite quickly. He's calling from West Virginia on the show this morning. Good morning, Richard. How are you, sir?
You know, if I didn't know Hank the Yank was from, I hadn't heard that he's from New York. You can always tell he's from New York because he says water.
Water.
I don't say water anyplace else.
Water and coffee.
Yeah, coffee. Have a cup of coffee and water. You can tell they're from New York.
That's right.
You know, you talked about your tough shed. What I was thinking about, first thing you said was your tough shed. You know what I was thinking about? That commercial that says She Shed. You ever seen that?
No, I haven't.
Something's burning down. They have a man and a woman say something about my She Shed. I don't know what that is. What I called about was I was listening to that show after yours called Bassmasters, and they had somebody on there that's been a fisherman for years, fished in the big tournaments, the Elite and the Bassmasters, and he was just saying, the host was asking him why he hasn't been that successful, and he said something that I thought was unusual, but that's me being ignorant. He just said that fishing is a young man's sport. It's a very physically demanding sport. And I'm thinking, okay, if you're fishing for tuna, those big things you catch on the big boats, that's physically demanding. What is physically demanding about bass fishing? Why is that physically demanding, and why would that be considered a young man's sport?
Okay, well, let me comment about that from experience. In tournament bass, now, just fishing is not demanding. Tournament fishing is extremely demanding. The more cast you make, the more fish you will catch, given the expert level and the fact that you found the fish. I can tell you, by all means, it is a very physically demanding sport. But that's tournament fishing, not just fishing. Because I used to do that years and years ago, and I can tell you, I was successful, I think, because I, quite frankly, outworked everyone else. Richard, I've got to go, pal. I'm up against a hard break. I appreciate you listening to the program. I'll be back on the air in a couple of weeks, and I hope to hear from you then. Okay? Thank you, my good friend, for calling, and we'll let Jason drop Richard off of there, and we'll be back in a moment.
Honor, courage, and strength of character. These qualities are embodied by the recipients of the Medal of Honor. Now let's recognize this week's Medal of Honor recipient on O'Neill Outside.
Herschel Williams, Marine Corps. Iwo Jima, February 1945. Quick to volunteer when the tanks were trying to open a lane for the infantry through a network of concrete pillboxes and buried mines, Corporal Williams daringly went forward to attack the machine gun fire from the positions. Covered only by four riflemen, he fought desperately for 4 hours under terrific enemy small arms fire and repeatedly returned to his own lines to prepare demolition charges and get flamethrowers to wipe out one position after another. On one occasion, he mounted a pillbox and inserted the nozzle of his flamethrower through the air vent, killing the occupants and silencing the gun. On another, he charged the enemy riflemen who attempted to stop him with bayonets, and he killed them all with his flamethrower. His determination and heroism in the face of ruthless enemy resistance were directly instrumental in neutralizing one of the most fanatically defended Japanese aided vitally in enabling the company to reach its objective. And Herschel Williams is still living.
The greatest generation.
You bet.
Yeah, we're losing them. But
almost 2,000 a day die now.
But I would like to say,
yes,
congratulations. I guess that's in order. To a very good friend of ours.
Oh boy, tell us about it.
Is to this morning at 8:30. He and his platoon will finish the Crucible, mm-hmm, and they will be United States Marines.
Okay.
They entered. He's in Parris Island, South Carolina. He's in the 1st Battalion, Charlie Company, Platoon 1002. And they went in Thursday morning at 2 a.m., mm-hmm, and somewhere around 8:30 this morning, they will come out, and they are United States Marines. Congratulations to all of them.
Yet.
I have not. But I will. His name is Drew Osteen. And we're thankful that they all made it through and proud of the decision they made to defend our country.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
You bet. Yeah, you bet. As they sent off a young man.
And
their
description was a Marine.
That I was wondering. I was looking at his picture. I couldn't really tell. But they sent off a boy, and they're getting back a strong young man. So congratulations to Drew and all of Platoon 1002 at Parris Island, South Carolina.
You betcha. All right, let's talk to O'Neill outside. Let's talk to Jason, I believe, is calling. Good morning. Good morning, Jason. You're on the radio. Hello.
Hey there, O'Neill. How are you?
Hey, man.
Doing all right this morning?
You bet. How about you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm on my way home from work.
Ah, there you are.
You hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. I got kind of a tough question, possibly.
Let's give it a try.
Me and some of my buddies and my brothers, every year we try to rent us a cabin there on West Point Lake and do some crappie fishing.
Uh-huh.
And if you wait too late, all the cabins are rented. So if you were going to rent one today, when would you do that?
I would. What's going to determine the number of crappie and how they're going to bite is going to be the water temperature.
Yeah, that's what's so hard to predict.
Yeah, I know it. So that's going to be your prediction. And historically, what that water temperature needs to be is somewhere around between 50 and 54 degrees. If you can get in that temperature right there, those crappie around, do you fish around the bridges?
We actually normally hit, like, treetops.
Okay. Well, that's good, too. But one of the standbys would be the bridges, because there's current going through those bridges, and the crappie will get right next to the pillars in the creek, under the bridge, and you can just catch them like mad. Now, do you use live bait or do you use jigs?
Both.
Okay.
Last year we hit it pretty good. In 2 days, I think we kept 107 fish.
Oh, boy. Well, you don't need any advice from me. Sounds like to me you got it figured out.
Well, we got lucky.
Do you use here's a tip that you may not have used before, but I can tell you, I recall that you're an expert, Jason. Do you use a Christmas tree? Do you use a Christmas tree rig?
I have not done that.
Give that a try. Now, what I mean by Christmas, you know what it is, don't you?
No, I was about to say I could probably Google it and find it, though.
Well, basically, you tie some standout hooks at 3 feet up the line, one at 2 feet up the line, and then at the bottom of the line, you use a small road runner and put a minnow on that one, too. So you got you got three baits in the water instead of one.
Yeah, at three different heights, too, or depths.
Yeah, and many, many times you'll catch two or three crappie instead of one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, I have to try that this year.
You bet. And, you know, and one of the things, and then one of the things is a lot of times when you get one crappie to bite, it spurs the other ones to bite also.
Oh, really?
So when you hook one, don't be in a big hurry to reel him up. Give it 6 or 8 or 10 seconds longer. Make yourself leave him on. You got him hooked. He's not going anywhere. So leave him on the line, because you'll catch another one too.
With the Christmas tree.
Yes, you'll be catching two at a time.
Saying. I got you. All right, I'll have to try that this year.
All right, now you owe me a call back now after you go and tell me what you did.
Well, we'll probably go in March, so I'll call you back sometime after that.
All right, mighty fine.
And I was going to tell you one other thing I learned this year. I've lived on a pond there in Sonoya, Georgia for 16 years.
Uh-huh.
And this past spring, I tried something I'd never tried before, and I caught more bass than I'd ever caught. And it was the wacky, I think they call it a wacky worm.
Uh-huh.
Where you hook them in the middle. You ever fish like that?
That's right. It looks like it's swimming.
I caught so many bass, and I caught the biggest bass I'd ever caught in my life this past spring.
Fantastic.
Yep. Caught a 9-pound, 2-ounce bass.
What color was the wacky worm?
It was a orange, like a real bright orange, almost like a trick worm color, kind of fluorescent orange.
Here is a speculative reason why that color worked. Ready?
I'm ready.
Because the bass in that pond, probably their number one thing that they eat are the brim.
Oh, I'm sure.
And the brim are orange.
Yeah,
colored.
Their bellies are. My grandmother used to love to come over there before she passed and sit out there and brim fish.
So there you are. You're matching.
Worms up, she would brim fish.
You're matching the color of the forage fish in the lake.
That makes sense.
Gosh almighty, you and I are so smart, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. All right, O'Neill, will you enjoy Christmas? And I'm glad Miss Williams is still around with us.
Yes, indeed.
And y'all have a good new year.
We'll you too, pal.
To sometime after March.
You bet. I'll see you soon. There you go. There you go. I think I erased everybody. Let's see. It's 49 after the hour. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. And let's try for Craig calling. Good morning, Craig. You're on the O'Neill Outside radio program. Welcome.
Hey, O'Neill.
Hey.
This is Craig and Ty Ty. Hey, I want to ask you something. I got my gun oil in.
You got the O'Neill gun oil?
Oh, yeah, I'm a O'Neill. My credit card's going to get on to me about going to that website too much.
Okay.
But that's okay. I'm happy, and I'm the one to pay the bill. Hey, let me tell you, I ordered my son some, too. He's an avid shooter. But I got a gun that needs a little a Brillo pad to it, and I thought about using that muzzle loader cleaner on it.
Yes.
It's not a muzzleloader, O'Neill.
That's okay.
But I think it'll work.
Absolutely, it'll work. It's an extremely efficient and powerful solvent.
Okay.
It will clean that gun. Now, you be sure and oil it afterwards.
Oh, yeah. I knew I needed to scrub it down, and then, but this oil, I don't know what it is, but it's, you can put it in your fingers and feel it. You can rub it between your fingers.
Like, you
know? Oh, yeah. I'm fixing to jump on right now before I leave to go get on the bulldozer and start and order that solvent, too, because.
Okay.
Please do that. Here,
the reason it's attractive is the fact that all of those oils, the cleaner, the boat sprayer, everything, all of those O'Neill oils that you can see on the website are all made from natural biological sources. It's green energy. It's not made with petroleum.
Yeah, it doesn't smell at all.
There's no smell to it at all.
But now your boat cleaner, Neil, I ain't sure. If you saw my old Big John, that's what I call it. I don't think an atomic bomb would help me.
Well, give it a try. That's sort of finishing deck cleaner.
It don't have a deck.
I'm glad you like the product. I had forgotten I was going to mention that today, and I'm glad you brought it up. It's O'Neill's Oils, and you can, I guess you bought them off the website, huh?
Oh, yeah, I did. I love that website. It's easy to use, so folks get on there. But listen, man, my son loves it, too, and he's pretty much... He said he thought that Green Label brand was the best until he put this on. He said what he liked about it, it doesn't have a petroleum smell at all.
Yeah.
So,
that's right.
Hey, O'Neill, Merry Christmas to you and Wilma Williams and Jason and all you guys and Houston and her better half. And thank y'all for what you do every Saturday morning.
You're very kind. Let me jump into a very self-serving thing about the oils. Ready?
Yes, sir.
There are two things I want you to know about the product that you've already purchased. Number one, it has no static charge in it, which means you can clean your guns, put them on the shelf, put them in the box, and it will not attract dust.
Yep.
It won't attract any dust. And number two, because of its origin, a biofuel, it lasts 5 times longer than most of the other oils. It's certainly that oil in that blue can that everybody uses. Please don't ever use that.
Well, it's good on your tractors.
Yeah, that's right. Good luck to you, pal. Have a great Christmas.
You too, O'Neill. Thank you.
You bet. See you soon. There you go. And I even can drop the call. How about that? Okay. It's 53 after the hour. You've been listening to O'Neill Outside, the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the world. We're concluding 2018, and we all feel very happy about this, and your participation in the program is most welcome. This is O'Neill, and we'll be back.
News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Good morning, Mike Hayes. How are you? Oops,
I got to turn my microphone on. I've got my microphone on, Mike. I can talk to you now.
It's early.
It doesn't work if I don't turn it on. So, is it snowing where you are?
No, but the wind is blowing like mad out here, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, well, we've got snow up here, so. But I understand that regardless of that, people can drop by to visit you today and get a Dodge. Well, no, it's a Ram, correct? We don't say Dodge anymore.
Yeah,
it's
gotta be a
Ram. $13,000 off. Tell us about that.
How about that? Ain't that? That's a good Christmas present right there.
You might as well just give them away, you know.
Well, it's working because at this point in time, we've sold 35 this month already.
No way.
Yeah, so we're about to run out of O'Neill hats, too. How about that?
Oh, well, I will see what I can do about getting you some more this week. Well, this week we can handle that. Yeah.
It's kind of
Christmas
over,
present.
Isn't it?
Yeah. But, well... now, your $13,000 off is good at all of your locations. Am I correct?
All of the locations. That's correct.
All right. If you go to your website and buy one off of the website, do you still get $13,000 off?
That's correct.
Hey.
And it tells you on there which one's got the $13,000 off and everything. So it's real simple to operate.
All righty. Well, okay. Let's do that. Tell me, and anybody that wants a hat can just drop by and get one. You don't have to buy anything.
Yeah, pick up a hat. Just come by the Lawrenceville store, and you can pick up a hat, and it's got O'Neill's autograph on it, and go hunting.
Yeah, there you go. All right. All right. Tell me your website.
All right. HayesChrysler.com.
Okay.
And that'll get you all the stores.
Wonderful. Okay. I think that'd be a great Christmas present for somebody, don't you?
Oh, terrific. Absolutely. Okay. And that's what we're using a lot of them for, picking them for Christmas. That's correct.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, it's been good talking to you, and I look forward to talking to you next year.
Okay. Merry
Christmas
to all of y'all.
Yeah, and you too. Have a wonderful holiday season and a wonderful new year.
See you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Jaron Solomon here to tell you about the unbeatable deals on diamond jewelry at Solomon Brothers this holiday season. This year, we want her to stand out at the company holiday party, wearing our 4-carat total weight diamond tennis bracelet, a $6,000 value for only $29.95, or our 5-carat bracelet, a $7,000 value, is just $35.95. Find the perfect holiday gift at Solomon Brothers Fine Jewelry on the 17th floor of Tower Place in Buckhead, online at solomonbrothers.com.
Replace those old drafty windows and get comfortable. Dave Baker here. Superior Pro Exteriors, affordable, quality, custom window is less than one-third the cost of those overpriced, outrageously marked up $2,000 windows. But with the quality, efficiency, and superior craftsmanship missing from the substandard, cheap $199 windows. And with their 20 years of experience, you get a superior customer experience. Superior Pro Exteriors, your total exterior solution.
Program for O'Neill Outside Radio for the year. Do we have anything left over on Facebook, honey, before we go?
No.
Okay.
Just people saying Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And that's
it's
what
been
we're
a good
doing.
Year. I hope it's been a good year for you. It has been for us. This is the conclusion, I think, of our 27th year on WSB. And the conclusion of our second year on the SB Nation radio. We're adding stations like mad, like 50 stations, I think, have already been added. And the show would not be on the air. It would not be successful. And we would not have enjoyed doing all this without the callers and the people that listen to the program, and as much as anything else, the companies and the people that have chosen to sponsor the show. If there are no sponsors, there will be no show. So I want to tell everybody that during this fourth quarter and into next year, brought to you by Hayes, CVA, Realtree, Striplings, QDMA, Tough Shed, Pennington, Zach Brown Knives, Thoroughgood Boots, Governor's Gun Club, Horsetown, Cherokee County Toyota, Snailville Heating and Air, and Bodyplex and Swaggerty's. You have something to say?
I just wanted to one more time say congratulations to Drew Osteen and his platoon. We're so proud of them.
Oh, yes.
They finish about 8:30.
54 hours. What do you call it?
The Crucible.
The Crucible.
Mm-hmm.
Once a Marine, always a Marine. Yep. And we will continue our silent hero and our Medal of Honor tribute. All of you guys, have a great holiday season. Spend it with your family. And take a kid fishing and hunting. And build those memories that will last forever. This is O'Neill for Woman Williams, Karen and Brian Green, and Jason Byers. And we'll see you guys next year.
Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.